Take away this ball and chain.
Hello, everybody, and this is Arcadia. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Radio Silence, a show where we fight the silence with Radio Racket. Welcome, everybody, to another episode, the first one of November. Kind of crazy, because I remember my freshman fall, I also had a show on the 1st of November. But this week, we have a theme, finally. It just kind of came to me after, based on this one song that I've been listening to a lot recently. And so this week, we are going to be listening to songs that are all related to space. Am I that into space? No. But there are a good number of songs that, like, have to do with it, and the song that I've been listening to a lot recently is called Space Song by Beach House, and so we're going to get to that shortly, right after we listen to a song called Runaway to Mars by Talk. It's a song that my sister Athena showed me last, like, fall, and, I'm happy to revisit it for this space theme, so we're starting off with good old Mars. So, yeah, let's take it away.
Colors fading, 'cause I kept you waiting. It's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. Our sun's still shining, but it seems half the size, and it's a wild, wild world. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen? Can't tell which way's home. I've been gone for so long. It's an empty world up here. I skip stones and wonder how long till I'm discovered. It's a quiet life up here. Before my time runs out, what if I run away to Mars? Would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me?
if I run out of oxygen when I run away to Mars?
3, 2, 1, I miss you. I'm sorry I got issues.
What if I would you find me in the stars? Would you miss me in the end if I run out of oxygen when I run away to Mars?
Okay, so that was just Runaway to Mars by Talk. And yeah, up next we have a song called Space Song by Beach House. This is the song that kind of inspired the entire set list for today. I knew I wanted to play this song because it's just been on repeat for me. And yeah, so I was like, what goes with Space Song? And then I decided, I guess we should just see what other songs that I like also have to do with space and like stars and moons and other planets. So yeah, so this is Space Song. I forgot I loved this song and then was driving home from apple picking with my friends this past weekend, and this song came on and it just like hit me. I was like, oh my god, I love this song. So now I've been listening to it kind of ever since. So this is for my friends Natalie and Douglas, who I worked with over the summer, and yeah, I'm just glad I heard it again in the car with them. So this is Space Song by Beach House.
Thank you.
All right, so that was just Space Song by Beach House. I love how atmospheric it is, and like I feel like a lot of the songs that I love are very lyric heavy, like that's like the main focal point of the song, but with this song I feel like it's very much more like the atmosphere it creates, and like I think the lyrics are much more minimal and like leave more space for like the instrumentation around it. And so yeah, another song that it reminds me of is a song, a lot of the songs by M83, which I used to play a lot on the radio freshman year, kind of have that same vibe, and specifically one song called Wait kind of reminds me of the same vibe. So we're gonna, even though it's not space related, yeah, we're gonna play that one because yeah, it's a good song and I haven't heard it in a while. So this is Wait by M83.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Wait by M83. And up next, we have a song called Life on Mars. And it's originally by David Bowie, but the version that I fell in love with was actually a live version by the Norwegian singer Aurora, who I love all of her music. But she did this like really stripped down, just like piano or organ, like accompaniment with like her voice. Maybe there were some strings at some point too, but it was just beautiful. And I think she also sang this song for the soundtrack for the TV show Girls, which I've never seen, but I'm glad there's a version that like I can play on like streaming platforms, not only just on YouTube, where the live version I saw was. So yeah, this is Life on Mars. Just to close out the previous two songs, we were just listening to Space Song by Beach House and then Wait by M83, and I feel like they both just have such atmospheric, like minimal lyrics, and yeah, it's beautiful. And like, although there's minimal lyrics, they have pretty like impactful ones. Like, I feel like in college, the lyric "No Time," like that's repeated in the song "Wait," is really impactful, because I feel like you can. It's easy to just like get lost and like I literally don't have time to do like all these different things that I need to do, and so yeah, it's like voicing those challenges. Anyway, so this next song is Life on Mars, the version that Aurora covered it. So yes, this is Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's seen it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eye. Freaky ass show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's on the best-selling show. It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice with the million horns, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she read it 10 times or more. It's about to be read again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freaky ass show. Look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's on the best selling show. Oh, is there a life?
So we were just listening to Life on Mars by Aurora, which is just so hauntingly beautiful. And as I was listening, I was just noticing how much reverb that was put on her vocal, and like it made it just kind of like bounce across like these like huge like walls almost in space. Yeah, so beautiful. That's Life on Mars by Aurora. And in the song Life on Mars, it mentions that Lennon's on sale again. And so I thought I had this song later in the show, but we're going to listen to Across the Universe by the Beatles because of Lennon, just to tie it in. And yeah, this song is also a song that Aurora covered on like a Triple J, like, I think in Australia. And so it's beautiful by her, but we're gonna just listen to it by the Beatles this time. So this is Across the Universe by the Beatles.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Inciting and inviting me. this undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
So we were just listening to Across the Universe by the Beatles, and up next we have one of my favorite songs by Phoebe Bridgers, which is Chinese Satellite. And yeah, I just love all of the imagery and metaphors that she uses in this song. And yeah, it mentions not being able to see the stars when she went to on a trip to see them, and then all she could see were satellites. So, this is Chinese Satellite by Phoebe Bridgers. Enjoy.
I've been running around in circles, pretending to be myself. Why would somebody do this on purpose when they could do something else? Drowning out the morning birds with the same three songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. Hum along till the feeling's gone forever. Took a two-hour to see the stars, but they weren't out tonight, so I wished hard on a Chinese satellite. To believe. Instead I look at the sky and I feel nothing. You know I hate to be alone. I want to be wrong. You were screaming at the evening. Coming to take me to where
So that was Chinese Satellite by Phoebe Bridgers. And we are a little over halfway through the show, so we're going to read our PSA of the week. And this week I chose to do the ladder safety PSA because when we were apple picking, they had like ladders that you could like use to climb up the trees. And they were just like so unstable that I just didn't want to use any of them and instead would rather like climb the tree over using the ladder. So yeah, let's be safe on ladders. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. So yes, everybody be careful on ladders. Make sure someone's spotting you. And yeah, let's get back to the songs. So the next song we're going to be listening to is called Harvest Moon. It's a cover by Maya Delilah of Neil Young's song Harvest Moon. And I just think it has the most beautiful energy to the song. So yeah, we're going to listen to it today because of the moon. Oh, also, when we were driving home from the apple picking, I forgot about this until now. There was just like the biggest yellow moon. It was like huge and just like right over the road when we were driving. And so it was really pretty. And we were trying to figure out what type of moon it was. But I think we failed and never figured that out. But maybe it was a harvest moon. So yes, Harvest Moon by Maya Delilah, which is actually a cover of Neil Young's song.
Come a little bit closer. Thank you.
me in. And now my feet can't touch the bottom of you. You couldn't have, you couldn't have stuck your tongue down the throat of somebody who loves you more. So I will
So we were just listening to Harvest Moon, which is a cover Maya Delilah did of Neil Young's song. And then after that, we listened to Moon Song by Phoebe Bridgers. And up next, we have a song called Soft Universe by Aurora. I feel like this is more of a metaphorical like universe than like not like the physical universe. But I think it still fits. And I haven't heard the song in a while. But I still love it. So this is Soft Universe by Aurora.
There's ice in my water, and when I drink, it cuts my tongue. There's glass on the playground, it cuts my skin when I run. And from the dark into the light, I saw a stone burst into life. And in the corner of your eye, I saw a dream that never dies. side of a bed, and now I know what love feels like. Don't let me turn it to pain. All of this is lovely.
I seem to be more honest, and I must admit you've been in quite a few. Halley's comet comes around more than I do, but you're all it takes for me to break a promise. Silly me to fall in love with you. I haven't slept since Sunday. Midnight for me is 3 a.m. for you. But my sleepless nights are better with you than nights could ever be alone. Feeling nothing, now I'm hopeless. What a drag to love you like I do. Ooh. I've been loved before, but right now, in this moment, I feel more and more haven't slept in a week. What do? What do? I think I might have fallen in love. What am I to do?
All right, so we were just listening to Soft Universe by Aurora and then Halley's Comet by Billie Eilish. I like that Halley's Comet got like a new type of spacey thing in there with a comet. And yeah, I love the line, Halley's Comet comes around more than I do, because I think Halley's Comet only comes around, like you only see it like every like 75 years or something. So yeah. Kind of crazy. We only have time for like maybe one or two more songs, so this next song is Satellite by Harry Styles. I don't know, yeah, I listened to this a bit, but not too much, so this will be a fun new song for me. As we keep listening to Satellite, this is Arcadia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Radio Silence, a show where we fight the silence with Radio Racket. Thanks for tuning in to the space episode. I've had fun playing a bunch of songs about space, Mars, comets, stars, satellites, moons, and the universe, and I hope you all have a great week. We've got one more song as we close out and go to the next radio host, and that is A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Yeah, and I hope you have a great week, and listen next week, Wednesdays at noon. Thank you.
you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky.